I'm known by three different names sometimes. Paul Ringo is my real given name. Sometimes I am called Jason Robards, after my favorite actor, and William Shakespeare, my favorite playwright. We have many things on the list here tonight. I hope everybody's here is going to play. Somebody else wanted to play Go Tell It on the Mountain or something? Is that person? Yeah, you want to?
I want you to talk to me.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. We'll do that a little later on. I think it's a good idea at this point to start off with a joke. So, Mr. Lloyd Klein?
Why, thank you. This lady went to a spiritualist, and she said, "How can I help you?" Well, she said, "My husband died a year ago," and she said, "I miss him. And I miss him terribly. Is there any way you could make contact with him?" Well, she said, "For about $100, I think I could." So she gave him $100. And she said, what's your husband's name?" Well, she said, "I called him Honey." And she said, "All right." She took the sphere and she looked in it. "Honey, are you there? Are you there, Honey?" "Yes. I've made contact with him." "You speak to him?" "Honey, how are you doing?" "Just fine." "Is everything going all right?" He said, "Just wonderful. Nobody nags me. Nobody finds fault with me. Nobody interrupts me when I'm watching TV. If I want a beer, I can have a beer." And, well, she said, "Now, is it as nice as it was when you and I were here on Earth?" He said, "It's far better." She said, "I thought heaven would be a good place." He said, "I'm not there." This Cadillac was running around Point Defiance Park, round and round in a circle. And finally, this one day, it parked in front of a bench, and a little old man and a little old woman were sitting on the bench. And the fellow walked up and he said, "Would you two people like to go out for a nice dinner?" "Well, yes, yes," he said. He said, "Jump in." He jumped in the Cadillac. He went to the nicest hotel. Where is Point Defiance? Tacoma or Seattle? Tacoma. Nicest hotel in Tacoma. And he walked up to the desk. He said, I have a nice couple here. And he said, "I want you to give them the nicest dinner you can give them. Put them up for the night in the honeymoon suite. In the morning, give them a nice breakfast and see that they're safely home. Here's a blank check for that." Okay. About 3 days later, the Cadillac was driving around Point Defiance Park, and the little old lady was sitting on the bench. And he stopped, and he said, "Did you have a nice evening?" She said, "A nice evening? It was probably the highlight of my life. It was wonderful." She said, "I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thank you so much. But," she said, "one thing puzzles me. Who was that old guy you sent up with me?" This fellow was at the airport in New Zealand, and a little old lady walked up to him, and she said, "Are you an American?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Are you going to the States?" He said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Would you do me a favor?" He said, What kind of a favor is that?" Well, she said, 13 years ago, my son and I came to New Zealand, or Australia, forget where it was. And he said, he went back home to the States, and he's never called me, he's never written me a letter, and he said, "I get so lonely to hear from him. Do you think you could find him?" Well, he said, "Lord, the United States is a huge place." He said, it might be difficult. She looked so forlorn. He said, "Well," he said, "I tell you what I'll do. I'll do my very best to see if I can find him. What's the kid's name?" "John Dunn. John Dunn. That should be, I'll remember that. John Dunn." Jumped on a plane, landed in Los Angeles, jumped in a taxi, started up the town, and he said, "Stop, stop." The taxi driver said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Let me out, let me out." There was a big building, Dunn and Bradstreet. So he ran up the steps, ran through the office door. A man was sitting at a desk. He said, "Could I help you?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Do you have a John here?" He said, "Yes, we do have. Down the hall and to the left." So down the hall he went and to the left. He opened the door. A little cubicle opened, and a man walked out. He said, "Are you done?" He said, he said, "Yes, I am." He said, "For God's sake, call your mother."
Thank you, Lauren. Wow, that's great. You ready to sing the "Go Tell on the Mountain"? We're gonna try this. We haven't rehearsed, but I think I know how to play it. At least I know the chords. Stage manager. String band ready to play. Hello? Any representative of the Holden String Band? Well, you can gather your folks and maybe try it. Huh?
The stage manager is sitting over here. She won't do anything.
Uh-oh. You can use this stool. If you want to try and get ready in the back, I'll kind of sing a song in the meantime so that we don't let the people get bored. You know, somebody talks about doing things weird. I usually do them that way. And so I could apologize, but I won't. In other words, not very well planned, very well organized. But everything's on that sheet. I was thinking maybe we could give you a chance to sing. Excuse me. You just repeat after me in the first part. I'm a-walking down the line. And the next part goes, I'm walking down the line, walking down the line. That's together. Walking down the line, the feet'll be flying. I tell you about my troubled mind. It's only the first line that repeats. Let's try that much. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. It's all right. That part's together. We all do that together. It's only the first line that repeats. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. Walking down the line, feet will be a-flying. I tell you about my troubled mind. So I'm walking down the line, my feet will be a-flying. I tell you about my troubled mind. See, he's got a troubled mind because he's got flying feet. Let's try that once more, and then the string band's ready. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. Walking down the line, feet'll be flying. I tell you about my troubled mind. That's good. You're gonna have to sing a little more next time. Okay, introducing Holden String Band. Set these up how you want. There's two mics here and a stand.
I guess without mics would be better.
Without mics, okay.
You can't hear us.
Fine.
No, you said you had to practice. Well, we haven't either, so it makes it even.
Great.
Now, I thought we'd try and do a few things here. And I've never seen these guys before, and they haven't seen each other before either. But we're going to make a little noise, and I think most of the things that we will try and do here, a lot of you people know most of the words to them, so we want you to sing along and join in. This is everybody. We're just adding the start. What do you got there, Muscular?
What do we want to start with? This is like crowd participation. This is like a sing-along.
But you can't ask for songs that we don't know.
That's right. We'll choose a song, then you sing along. What do you want to start with?
Well, you got the book.
Amazing Grace?
Yeah, okay. What?
Amazing Grace, has anybody heard of that?
No. Oh.
Grace. You started?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blue. One more time. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Way beyond the blue.
Quite a bit of preparation for this.
Ready?
Ready. Three.
Friend, God has taken him away, but he had a little cabin on an island up in the lake close to where we live, and we used to come out there and visit with him once in a while. We'd take the canoe and go over there because that's the only way we could get there. And Holden Village here from Chelan is sort of, you got to take the boat to get up here, and it's across this and across that. Anyway, the song, I think, tells everything there is to tell, so these guys have never heard it either, but they're going to try and play along. And I can't play it, so it makes us even.
To a neat little cabin out there across the way, my canoe slid silently as I left Highland Bay. To the rock and rill on the other side as I stepped on the shore, my friend was waiting there besides an open door. We picked guitar, we hummed a tune, we sang a song or two. We harmonized on many songs, we sang both old and new. There was Home Sweet Home, Sweet Adeline, and then we sang the prayer. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Birch and Popple made his plan and made the setting there on the little rocky knoll. Old Glory filled the air. We heard the cry of the lonesome loon. We heard the whippoorwill. And as the evening sun went down, then everything was still. Red, white, and blue, we saw you waving there in cool, gentle breezes that filled the evening air. I've seen the east, I've seen the west, I've been on foreign shore, but nothing can compare to a friend by an open door.
Das war wunderschön. Also now, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Nothing up my sleeve. Not this again, huh? Instead, I'd like to introduce this time to Mr. Erling Jorstad. What? It's no good. All right. We go on to the next one. Well, what do we have up next? Oh, Scott Valentino. I'm not sure if that last name is right. Scott, are you out here? Hello? Where's Scott? Oh, no. The acts aren't showing up. What do I do now? Mama never told me about this. All right. Well, I'll play a song. Where's my partner? Mr. Gary? Come on.
That's what.
I'm supposed to be an old man now. But really, I'm not. All right. Where'd he go? I make a few more introductions. This is my lawyer. Let's just pretend. This is my lawyer, and he wrote the next song I'm going to play. It's called Talk to the Lawyer. Hello? I don't know what this does. It just distracts me and everybody. It's not on? All right. Well, it'll probably do fine. Just as long as you can hear the words. If you can't, then you won't know what's going on. You ready?
Yeah.
Ha. Very funny. I'm not. 1, 2, 3. Where's four? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Where's four? So they sent you to Afghanistan. They have you working for that master plan. I think it may be for the CIA. And when you're through, they're gonna put you away. They're gonna put you in an institution and put a wire up into your brain. Because you know about the revolution. That kind of thing will drive a boy insane. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer man. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer. They do maneuvers at the borderline. Somebody's heating up from time to time. And when you want to know the reason why, I'm sorry, sir, there's no reply. You're on a mission from the president. You got to bury all the evidence. You say you like it, but you really don't. You said it's over, but you know it won't. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer man. Mm-hmm.
Somebody called me just the other day. I said, who is it? But he wouldn't say. I think he's working for the Secret Service, or maybe working for the FBI. I don't like it when they do me like that. I don't like it when they do me that way. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer man. Better talk to the lawyer, professional lawyer man.
Thank you. Huh? Oh, you want to hear another? Well, I will play one more. I had one more that I was going to play, and I kind of need a podium. Thank you. I thought this might be appropriate for those of us who watched the film last night. That's good. On Ruth Youngdahl. And you see, the problem is I don't have my glasses on. But it doesn't look good with clown makeup. This is a little protest song I wrote sometime back when the Ohio submarine came into Seattle. I live in Seattle. And Gary's graciously agreed to play along. Woo-hoo. The protesters were gathered, the blockade made of boats, the bishop and the pastors, the navy and the coast guard, they all made a great scene out of the event. A bard must write a song about such arrivals, the beauty of the blockade and the boats. The horror of the nuclear rivals. The newspaper's unwilling gift of quotes. The Ohio is a master of war. A nuclear sub with only a more substantial one to follow, one to crush. The enemy, the Russians, make them mush. Yes, we are grateful for such grand weapons. They are such deterrents, better than guns. Now people disagree and people die. People find amounts of hope in despair. People are people, and why cannot I touch the sky? Nobody loves the clean air, and nighttime's coming on. Trident will protect us, they say. It's not such a bad idea, but then what is? But I still feel that these weapons are useless and sad. Unless we use them, which could be very gruesome. We've got to fight the Russians, that's what they say. Though we cannot drink sherry without the country club, we must wear hats. It's so hard to see the truth in what they say. Gotta go to Guimas, the month of May. We must wear hats, we must wear hats, we must wear hats. Thank you. I would like to try to introduce the next person. Steve Kuhr? Kuss? I can't read the writing, this is the sign-up sheet. Oh, good. Is that Steve getting out there? Yes, indeed. You see, as an MC, I'm supposed to have little jokes I can tell. Well, here he is. Good.
Could be my beautiful handwriting. I have an old cowboy song I like to play. It's mostly an old cowboy song. It's also applies to other things. Well, I was out riding, graveyard shift midnight to dawn. The moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. And he asked me, why do you ride for your money? Tell me, why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Lord, you must have gone crazy out there. He said, well, last night I run on to Jenny. You know she's married and has a good life. He said, you sure missed the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. She asked him, why does he ride for his money? Tell me, why does he row for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere and he's losing his share. Lord, he must have gone crazy out there. But then they never seen the northern lights. They never seen a hawk on a wing. Never seen the spring hit the great divide. Or they never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Well, I read up the last of my letter. Tore off the stamp for Black Jim. Dougie rode up to relieve me. He just looked at my letter and he grinned. And he said, why do they ride for their money? Tell me, why do they rope for short pay? They never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen the spring hit the great divide. Oh, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Yes, I'm going to introduce now the man who is going to play the part of Bob Dylan tonight. That's the joke. But my partner, Gary Santum.
Can I make sure?
Sure. A little afraid of these stools that keep falling off the things when I'm performing, so
oopsie.
Hopefully that won't happen tonight.
What's that? Isn't that nice?
Ha. This is a song called Just Like a Woman. It's by Bob Dylan.
I don't know how this goes. Here it goes.
Just
Miss.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Oh, everybody knows baby's got new clothes. I've seen her ribbons and her bow have fallen from her curls, and she tastes just like a woman. You know she does, and she tastes just like a woman. You know she makes love just like a woman. Then she breaks just like a little. You know she's my friend. Yeah, I believe that I'll go see her again. You know no one has to guess the baby can be blessed until like all the rest, with her funk, her amphetamines, and her blood. Oh, she tastes just like a woman. You know she does, and she aches just like a woman. You know she makes love just like a woman. Then she breaks just like a little girl. You know it was raining from the first. I was dying of thirst, so I came in here. Oh, that long time curse hurts, but what is worse is all this pain in here. Oh, isn't it clear? I just can't stay in here. You know, I just don't. Yes, I believe that it's time for us to quit. Well, when we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry.
was yours. Oh, she tastes just like a woman. Yeah, she does, and she aches just like a woman. You know, she makes love just like a woman. Then she breaks just like a little
Thank you. This song may be a little bit more familiar. It's called The Times They Are Changing. It's an old protest song.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in the spin. There's a fire outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers from throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. The old road is rapidly aging, so please get out of the new world if you can lend a hand. For the times, they are a-changing. For the line it is drawn, the curse it is cast, and the first one now will later be last, and the present now will later be past. The old road is rapidly aging, and the first one now will later be last. For the time are
a-changing. I'll do one more. I'll try one more. This is a Jackson Browne song. It's kind of a modern day apocalypse song.
Oh, people, now look among you. The signs are everywhere. You've left it for someone other than you to be the ones to care. Oh, you're caught up in your houses, and there's no time to find you. Raging hotter and hotter, I'm gonna get out of here, try to get down to the sea somehow. Oh, the road is filled with homeless souls, every man, woman, and child. They have no idea where they will go, but they'll help you if they can. Oh, we must all have some idea that's gonna pull us through somehow. When those fires are raging hotter and hotter, Sisters of the Sun, you know they're gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water. Sister, won't you ease my fevered brow? Rock me on the water. Gotta get down to the sea. We gotta get down to the sea. Somehow. Oh, people, now look among you. It's there that your hope must lie. There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. Oh, we must all do best we can and hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, gonna stand before the Father, the Sisters of the Sun, you know they're gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water. Sister, won't you ease my fevered brow? Rock me on the water. Rock me on the water. You know the wind is blowing now. Yeah, the wind is blowing with me now. Gotta get down to the sea. Gotta get down to the sea somehow.
Thank you, Gary. Lost my hat. No, it's there. Excuse me. I lost something. My glasses, that was it. I forgot my glasses. Well, how's everybody doing? Well, the time factor is, and some people may want to go to bed. We don't want to keep you too long, but we're going to be moving. We're going to do something now that will get you involved, I think. Mr. Don Rudrud? Yes? You ready to do your thing? Good, good, good.
Well, I'm not going to perform, but I'm going to have you perform. I hesitate to do this after talking to you about trying to get out of our own little narrow ghettos of Scandinavian tradition, but I'm going to sing a song about Scandinavian with you. And if you know the song, you will quickly join in. It's a test of how long-winded we are. And it's talking about the weather. And it starts out, I'll just sing the first verse and you'll learn it immediately. And then you can sing it with me. It goes like this. It's gonna be a long winter. And what will the birdies do then, the poor things? They'll fly to the barn just to keep themselves warm and put their heads under their wings, the poor tinks. Okay, you got it. Sing it with me, and we're going to go to verse 2, which is going to be a long spring and so on, and you'll just kind of get it. So here we go. Let's do the winter first. It's going to be a long winter, and what will the birdies do then, the poor tings? They'll fly to the barn just to keep themselves warm and put their heads under their wings, the poor tings. Now, it's a long spring. They'll fly to the sky just to keep themselves dry. Okay, here we go. But we get a little longer with the word long now. It's gonna be a long spring,
And what will the birdies do tend the portings? They'll fly to the sky just to keep themselves dry and put their heads under their wings, the portings. Now we go to summer. Pool, cool. It's gonna be a long summer. And what will the birdies do then, the portings? They'll fly to the pool just to keep themselves cool and put their heads under their wings, the portings. Fall, they'll fly to the... What did I have them do in the spring? Okay, I got it now. The fall, they fly to the south with a vermin in their mouth. That's what it is. Okay. It's going to be a long fall. And what will the birdies do then, the partings? They'll fly to the south with the vermin in their mouth and put their heads under their wings, the partings. Now that you learned the song, we're going to really do the big one. And that's the winter, because that's coming. You ready? Clean your breath out now. Okay, here we go. It's gonna be a long. What will the birdies do them, the partings? They'll fly to the barn just to keep themselves warm and put their heads under their wings, the partings.
Ah, det är fint, så mycket fint. Ja, tack. Tack ska du ha. Also, next, I was going to check, is Scott Valentino now here? I didn't want you to miss your turn. Oh, you must have missed the plane. Yeah, missed the plane from Denver. He was on his way. Well, then, we have a couple more acts, I think, or very, barely one now. Christine? Christine Heimer?
I did
it. Oh, that was you. I didn't know your name. I'm sorry. Well, then. We've almost run out. I've got another song. What would you like to hear? Ah, all kinds of them.
Play an old-timer.
Old-timer? Well, do you know like a gospel song, Good News? No. Oh, Lonesome Valley? Yeah? We'll try it. But you gotta promise me to sing, because it doesn't work unless you sing. This is an echo song. You know, the echo song is when you sing after the lead. So here we go. You gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. And this is together. You gotta walk it by yourself. That's nice. Yeah, the last line's together, the rest of it's the echoing. Let's try that much. You gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself. I don't think I ever hit that note right, so don't worry about it. Then you can feel free to clap your hands too if the spirit moves. This is a spiritual. Now Daniel was a Bible hero. He was a prophet. Brave and true, in a den of hungry lions. showed what faith
can do for you.
You gotta walk,
you gotta walk
that lonesome valley.
That lonesome valley.
You gotta walk,
you gotta walk
by yourself.
The Holy
Bible tells us, that he was, a preacher too. You gotta walk, that lonesome valley.
You gotta walk,
it by yourself. Thank you. Would y'all like to sing another one?
Sure.
Yeah? Maybe one more? Hey, I was just thinking that. That's a good one. Yeah.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me. These people do one song, and these people the other one. You can do those two songs at the same time. Okay, is there anybody that can lead like this side?
Sure. Which
one are we doing? Oh, you're doing When the Saints Go Marching. All right. So we'll start to go through Swing Low one time, and then we'll keep singing it on this side. And then after we go through one time, you start When the Saints.
Swing Low.